presidential candidates are always looking for legal ways to get more cash. In 2008, for instance, the Obama team asked big donors to give the limit, around $30,000. Well, today, Hillary Clinton's organization can ask donors to give nearly $750,000 each. NPR's Peter Overby reports on why.
Earlier this month, Hillary Clinton attended her first event for something called the Hillary Victory Fund. About 160 guests attended. The event grossed more than $5 million. The Hillary Victory Fund is a joint fundraising committee. It includes the Clinton campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and 32 state Democratic parties. DNC spokesman Eric Walker said the Victory Fund's money is meant to win more than just the White House.
We do not want it to be a lonely victory for a Democratic nominee who is eventually going to win the presidency.
Here's the point of having a joint fundraising committee. Donors can give $5,400 to the Clinton campaign, $33,400 to the Democratic National Committee, and $10,000 to each of the 32 state parties. That's about $360,000 with a single check to the joint fundraising committee. On January 1st, the contribution limits reset for the party committees, so the Hillary Victory Fund can go back to its donors for another $330,000. All told, a single donor can give more than $700,000 for the election. Campaign finance lawyer Brett Capel said that's serious money.
It is, and it's also shows you where campaign finance law has gone. We're now back in the era of soft money.
Soft money was the term for unregulated contributions to the party committees in the 1980s and 90s, money that led to corruption cases in both parties. Congress outlawed soft money in 2002, but 8 years later, the Supreme Court gave unregulated money a new path with Citizens United and other court decisions. The Supreme Court elevated the importance of joint fundraising committees, groups like the Hillary Victory Fund, in 2014 in a case called McCutcheon. There had been an overarching limit on how much one person could give, total, to federal candidates and the major parties in one election cycle. The court said it was unconstitutional. As in other rulings, the court said removing the limit didn't raise questions of corruption. Capel looked at it this way.
If you walk in with a $600,000 check, the candidate's going to remember your name.
The campaign and the DNC say it's financing a state party program, building up infrastructure and research operations around the country. It's the Clinton campaign that controls the flow of cash. It decides which big donors will be allocated, their wording, to which states. And records show the money moves quickly from donor to state party to the DNC, which targets the money for greatest effect. Josh Schwerin of the Clinton campaign put it this way.
This is an agreement between our campaign, the DNC, and state parties across the country. And the resources are allocated in a way that helps strengthen Democrats up and down the ballot and help us win next November.
This isn't a new idea. Republican nominee Mitt Romney raised money in California and other blue states for the Republican National Committee to spend in competitive states. What's unusual here is that up till now, presidential candidates waited till after the primaries to start a victory fund. This year, Clinton already has one, and so does her rival, Bernie Sanders. It doesn't appear nearly as active as the Hillary Victory Fund. We won't find out how either of them is really doing till the end of next month. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.